everyone. This is Steve Donahue with episode 21 of the Legacy Podcast, helping you build a multi-generational legacy of abundance. This episode is going to be on the third step of the 10 steps to financial wealth. And so we are walking our way up that. Wanted to return to that. And this episode is actually on eliminating debt, which is critical if we're ever going to be able to leave a financial legacy for generations to come. And so we're going to take a look at that. Before we do that, I want to direct your attention to a few announcements. And the first thing I have to say is that we're just getting started at the website, and I have to say that we are going to have to change the website location for the host. And I'm working on doing that right now. Nothing's changed. You won't see any changes on the website or anything like that. But just be aware that in the future, we're going to be operating through thelegacypodcast.com, not .net, at a new host. And it will be able to provide us with some better features. And I've been having to upload 4 or 5, sometimes 6 and 7 times just to get it right one time on my current host, which is webs.com. So we're no longer going to be using that, but for a while we still are. So nothing's changed there. Just wanted to give you an update on that. But check out the website. Make sure that you're a member. You can sign up on the top right-hand corner of the website, thelegacypodcast.net, and become a member. If you become a member, of course, that will allow you to know right away when things change, because there's emails that are sent out for that. Also, you'll be able to access the members-only site, which is right now contains, particularly as of interest to this episode, it contains a chart in there for being able to eliminate your debt. It's actually a Excel spreadsheet that is designed to be able to help you eliminate debt. You put in the information necessary in that, and then it is able to tell you when you'll be able to pay off your debts based upon the amount of payment you put in and how to do that. It's called the Debt Snowball. It's a great program. We'll talk about that here a little bit further in a little bit later. Also on that, the members' site is a grow chart that I have created that shows all the major vegetables that you might want to plant and how far apart they need to be, how much you need to plant per family, those kinds of things. And hopefully you'll find that of value as well. Those two are found at the members page. So if you're not a member yet, sign up as a member. Of course, download through the RSS feed, or you can download through iTunes. And I also want to encourage you to connect with us on Facebook. You can do that. We're at the Legacy Podcast Facebook fan page. And then, of course, I would encourage you to give us feedback. You can give me feedback on each of the episodes online at the website, or you can give feedback on iTunes, or you can give feedback directly to me at feedback@thelegacypodcast.net. So that takes care of the information portion of today's episode. And so let's go ahead and talk about debt. And what I want to do is I want to kind of break this down into two parts. The first is why it's important for us to get out of debt, and then the second is how we're going to do that. So let's look at why it's important. Well, there are three reasons. Number one is the Bible says it's foolish to be in debt. There's a lot of passages in the scriptures that talk about money, talk about the management of money and the mismanagement of money. And one of the things that it strongly encourages us to do is to stay out of debt. And if we happen to get into debt, it considers it foolish, and it considers it a curse. And so Proverbs 22, verse 7 says, "The rich rule over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender." So, you know, we talk about freedom on the Legacy Podcast, and we also talk about being able to become debt-free and financially independent and be able to leave a legacy of wealth. And that is impossible if we are cursed and in bondage because of our debt. And so the Bible speaks clearly about it being a foolish action for us to be in debt. Also, Proverbs chapter 6, verse 1, it says, "My son, if you become surety for your friend..." Now, surety in the Bible isn't just being a collateral for a friend, although certainly collateral would be the worst kind of debt you could get into, because you have no means of repaying except for by your own ability. And so often that results in great hardship. And yet the principle can still be applied to any kind of debt here when it speaks. In chapter 6, verse 1, we are, "If you have shaken hands in a pledge for a stranger, you are snared by the words of your mouth. You are taken by the words of your mouth. So do this, my son, and deliver yourself. For you have come into the hand of your friend. Go and humble yourself. Plead with your friend." So you can see the passion and the great encouragement that is given here by the writer of Proverbs for us to do everything that we possibly can to get out of debt. If it means going and pleading with the one who has our debt and humbling ourselves and asking for a forgiveness, whatever we need to do to get out of debt, we need to do that. And it goes on in verse 4, "Give no sleep to your eyes, no slumber to your eyelids. Deliver yourself like a gazelle from the hand of a hunter and like a bird from the hand of the fowler." You know, if you've ever watched a program where there is a hunter and a fowler, the only way in which the prey is able to escape from the predator is by their intensity. And so that's the idea behind this, that we are supposed to be so intense on getting out of debt that there's nothing going to stop us. We give no sleep to our eyes, no slumber to our eyelids. We're staying up late, getting up early, working extra jobs, whatever it is, to get out of debt. That's the idea that is found in the scriptures regarding debt. It's certainly something that is to be despised and not to be accepted. So the Bible says that it's foolish, but logically, let's think about what debt is. Really, what debt is it's a transference of wealth. When we buy that car on a loan, or we put something on a credit card, or even when we buy a house, what we are doing is we are obligating ourselves and our resources and our time and money, all these things, we are obligating them to somebody else. And so we are, in a sense, transferring what wealth we do have to somebody else. And so, if you go to any large city, you can just go to your city that you're nearby. Next time you go in there, I want you to look and see which buildings are the biggest buildings in the city. And inevitably, they're banks, whether it be Bank of America or Citibank or Chase or whatever it is, you've got huge banks in these cities. And the reason for that is because they are taking our money. It is a transference of wealth from the borrower to the lender. And so when we go into debt, what we are doing is we are whittling away any kind of legacy of abundance we might have, rather than storing it up and keeping it for ourselves. So the third thing then is that it is the opposite, and I've already kind of touched on this, but it's the opposite of what is required for us to build a legacy. In other words, it's short-term thinking. Rather than to save up the money and to purchase something, we instead have to have it now. And so what do? We go and put it on a credit card. We take out the loan, take out the mortgage, whatever it might be. Rather than storing the money up ourselves and then paying for it in cash, we go into debt. And this defeats the whole purpose of a legacy. A legacy is to build something that we can pass on. We can't build something when we are continuing to build something for somebody else through our debt. And so, if we are going to leave a legacy of abundance, then we have to become debt-free. That's just the bottom line. There's no way for us to experience abundance and still have debt. And so those are the reasons why. The Bible says it's foolish, it's a transference of wealth, and because it's the opposite of what legacy building is all about. So how do we do that? How do we get out of debt? Well, I'm going to give some suggestions here. First of all, we need to have the right attitude towards debt. And right attitude means we need to get mad at debt. Having debt is an emotional thing. Now, unfortunately, in our culture and in our society, we have become so accustomed to having debt. It's just a normal part of our everyday life that we don't really understand the curse and the death grasp that debt has on our lives. And so what we end up doing is we just kind of accept it as normal. and we go about our lives and allow life to happen to us rather than taking charge of our life and getting debt free. And so we need to get mad. We need to get emotional about our life and emotional about the debt that we have and make a decision to get out of debt. You know, the word decide has as part of its root the word side, which is also in suicide and decide. And, you know, these have the idea of putting something to death. When we make a decision for something, we put to death all the other options. And so when we look at our debt, we need to decide no longer are we going to get into debt. No longer are we going to take that path. You know, you can't dig your way out of a hole. And when we're in a hole, we've got to be able to make our way out of that. And the only way to do that is climbing out and to get emotional and attached to the concept of getting out of debt. So we have to make a decision. And then the third thing would be we have to have a plan. In other words, we can't just hope the debt's going to go away. We can't just kind of allow ourselves to pay the minimum payments and expect for it to eventually go away. It won't. By the time we have the debt paid off, we need the money for something else. And so we've got to get serious about it. We've got to have a plan. Now there are a lot of different plans out there that would help us to be able to get out of debt. And I'm not sure, you know, which you might be using, if any, but I want to suggest one to you. It's called the Debt Snowball. Dave Ramsey, of course, made this probably most popular on his radio show. But there are, you know, this has been nothing new. I mean, he didn't come up with the concept. He just helped market it. And the Debt Snowball is the idea that you pay off the smallest balanced debt first. So let's say you've got a $500 credit card, a $2,000 credit card, a $10,000 car loan, and a $30,000 student loan. Well, a lot of people look at the interest rate and determine from that which debt they should pay off first. But that works kind of in reverse the way that it should work. What you should do is you should be able to look at the one that is the smallest balance because that enables you to pay it off the quickest. And when you're able to pay that off, then the payment you were putting towards that goes then on to the next one, and the payment for it grows, and that's where the idea of the snowball comes in. And so being able to have a plan that enables you to pay off these debts fast is what we need to do. We can't just pay off the smallest balance based upon the minimum payments that are due because we'll never be able to make any progress. And so we need to find a way of attacking it with vengeance and being able to apply as much as we possibly can of any cash flow extra to that debt. And this is the reason why I have the steps laid out in the cash flow plan the way that I do, in the wealth building steps the way that I do, so that we can take advantage of each stage and maximize the input to each of those stages so that we are able to work our way up the steps in the quickest and most efficient fashion. And so I want to encourage you to go to the website and go to the members section, register as a member, and go and get the spreadsheet that allows you to work out your own debt snowball with that spreadsheet if you haven't done that already. Now, if you're already debt-free, that's great, and don't ever go back in. You're on the right track. But for others who may not be on that track, maybe this can inspire you. Maybe this can give you some encouragement and some direction on how you might be able to progress through your debt and become free from it. And so I want you to just think about something for a moment. I want you to think about what it would be like if you never again in your family have debt. Imagine what that would do for generations after yours. Can you imagine what it would be like if your children, your grandchildren, never experienced debt? Now, they may have to experience it on a national level because of the craziness of our government and how they are bringing upon us more and more debt with each generation because of their borrowing beyond what they are able to pay and putting it on to the deficit, and the deficit's growing into the national debt. But on a personal level, it is possible to be able to live completely debt-free generation after generation. The amount of kind of wealth that can be accumulated from that, the amount of freedom that can be allowed as a result of that is just amazing. And that's what we need to be as legacy builders. We need to be debt-free, passing on that kind of freedom to our children and to our grandchildren, where they never have to experience some of the challenges of debt that we've experienced. So I want to encourage you to be the generation that stops debt. I want to encourage you to be that generation that decides no longer are we going to be like everybody else and use the debt as a leverage tool, but instead we are going to follow after the plan that God has set for us to be completely and totally debt-free. And what would that be like? That's what legacy is all about. Totally debt-free, generation after generation. So hopefully that has inspired you to take the step of becoming debt-free. And with that, this has been Steve Donahue with the Legacy Podcast, helping you build a multi-generational legacy of abundance. What will you do today to build your legacy?